Colleges and universities have honored prominent leaders and donors for decades, but lately controversies have been generated by the pasts of some of those people. Students at Princeton University staged a protest calling for the acknowledgement of racially offensive quotes by former President Woodrow Wilson, whose name is on the University School of Public Policy. And at Oxford in England, a group of attendees is pushing for the removal of a statue of Cecil Rhodes, best known for the Rhodes Scholarship, because of concerns about his colonial past. So how closely do universities need to take this into account, especially when it comes to accepting large donations? With me to talk about that is David Callahan, founder and editor of Inside Philanthropy. David, do universities and other nonprofits need to be more aware of their donors' backgrounds than they did before?
Well, there's a couple issues here. One is conflicts of interest, that there are some donations that are coming to campuses that are by donors who have a vested interest in the outcome of certain kinds of research. You know, if a oil company is giving a big donation for research on climate change, say, that might raise some eyebrows. A lot of people, with so much private money flowing into universities, there's just a lot of awareness about the potential for corrupting higher education, that money. And more people are paying attention. So I think the stakes are rising for schools in terms of wanting to make sure that the money they're getting is not tainted somehow.
So are universities and other nonprofits then preparing themselves better to face some kind of a backlash or protest? And can they afford to just look short-term when we consider that a lot of universities, certainly at the state level, are getting a lot less funding from local governments? So I'm sure that they want these donations, they want these grants even more.
Yeah, well, that's the challenge, that state university funding has not recovered from pre-2008 recession levels. These schools are scrambling for money, and they're desperate for these big gifts. So when some large donor comes along with a $5 million, $10 million, $20 million gift, there's strong temptations to take that. The controversy around gifts by Charles Koch is something that's been getting a lot of attention lately. The Koch brothers, you know, have been giving a lot of money for campus research centers, and there's a growing backlash against that, with a lot of students organizing against it. And that's the kind of thing that, you know, your typical college president probably doesn't want to find themselves in the middle of.
So how much weight do universities put, should they put on that? Should they be more concerned about how students react? Should they be more concerned about how perhaps other donors might react?
I think that the key goal of universities in accepting money is to preserve the intellectual integrity of the university, to make sure that the money that's coming is not somehow swaying the research of professors, is not so tied to some specific agenda that money is actually buying something. So in that sense, particularly these large gifts from industry backing research related to the industry, do raise questions. However, when you just have a controversial person and they're giving money, you know, out of the good of their heart, but it turns out maybe they have done something bad, I would hope that universities could withstand the pressure and just keep the money.
Do you think universities need to ultimately have done due diligence, even if they accept a donation that some people may not like, as long as they're aware that there might be some people who are uncomfortable with it? Is that enough to at least not be blindsided by it?
I think they definitely want to do the due diligence to make sure that something's not going to explode in their face. If I were a university president getting a big gift from somebody in the financial sectors, I would want to make sure that they're not going to turn out to be the next Bernie Madoff or some, you know, Wall Street Michael Milken type of person who later has huge reputational problems once the building already has their name on it. So some level of due diligence is definitely a good idea.
David Callahan is founder and editor of Inside Philanthropy. And David, thank you for the time.
Thanks a lot. Take care.